The Hero. He stayed on the island much longer than he had intended. This was partly out of indolence and partly to prove all those people wrong, including his mother and his girlfriend, who had said that to decamp to a Mediterranean island for a whole winter to write a novel was both melodramatic and a cliché. He'd get sick of it in weeks, they said. He'd never write a book. He'd be lonely. Well, he was lonely in a way. And he was tired of the umbrella pines, and the scrub-covered hills, and the little port where the same old men sat outside the same old cafes, and the same battered boats came in and out. But he had got used to it, too, and to the slow rhythm of the days, and in any case his novel was only half done. When he thought about going home, his whole soul shrank from returning with only half a novel to show for 7 months away, and with nothing else to do. So he stayed. The winter, harsh and oddly bleak, wore away to the spring, and he planted basil and geraniums on his tiny balcony, and idled about in front of his typewriter. In the evenings he went down to the harbour front, and sat in one bar or another, and read the local newspaper, and joined in conversations about the weather, or the fishing catch, or the mayor of the little port, who had won on a communist ticket, but who lived like a capitalist, with a Mercedes and a villa with a swimming pool, and a new wife who dressed like a harlot. "It was different," someone said one night, offering him one of the pungent local cigarettes full of black tobacco, "when we had the English mayor. Quite different. He was a gentleman." He stopped lighting the cigarette and put it down. "English? An English mayor? Here?"
"Yes," the old man said.
He raised a hand.
"In 1944, I remember him well. He was a military governor."
He paused for emphasis.
He was also a hero.